HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More dangerous heats in the forecast tomorrow, and experts are now warning of a condition of exertional heat stroke, or EHS. CBS's Elaine Cajano says it's common among athletes.
It's time for football practice once again at Red Bank Regional High School in New Jersey.
It is. Go! Look outside!
Roaming the sidelines is certified athletic trainer Christina Emmerich.
If you recognize it in treatment, exertional heat stroke is 100% survivable.
Among the tools she uses to protect students, it's called the wet bulb globe temperature. That number tells Emmerich how much heat stress athletes may be experiencing.
Temps felt as high as 115 degrees today in the Midwest. Former President Trump got hit with a revised January 6 indictment today that addresses a Supreme Court immunity ruling. CBS's Robert Costa.
The source close to Trump's legal team, they say in the coming days, they are going to ask for more time to brief this case because of these new developments, which they expected. That means this could push a trial date past the election. Or if the judge agrees to have the trial soon, Trump could appeal all the way to the Supreme Court.
CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell sat down with Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson today about that ruling.
You were concerned about broad immunity.
I was concerned about a system that appeared to provide immunity for one individual under one set of circumstances. When we have a criminal justice system that had ordinarily treated everyone the same.
You can watch more of that interview this weekend on CBS Sunday Mornings. In the Middle East, a daring rescue freed a hostage in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Israeli military personnel greeted Kaid Farhan al-Qadi at an undisclosed location in southern Gaza just moments after he was rescued. The 52-year-old father of 11, who was reportedly found alone without guards in an underground Hamas tunnel, was taken by an army helicopter to a hospital in Israel.
Ceasefire talks are still in limbo. SpaceX on track to launch Polaris Dawn tomorrow in Florida. CBS's Mark Strassman.
The problem behind the delay wasn't with a rocket or with a capsule. SpaceX says the problem was on the ground, a leak in the umbilical that feeds helium to the rocket.
Launch window opens just before 4 a.m. Eastern. And the estate of Michael Crichton is now suing Warner Brothers Television over a dispute about an upcoming series it says is a rebranded version of an ER reboot. The original starred Anthony Edwards and George Clooney in the 90s. Crichton wrote the screenplay for its pilot. An injunction would stop production. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up a case from a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, at least not yet. The group was trying to bypass the appellate court and go straight to the state's highest judiciary. Voss is one of the state's most powerful Republicans. He's been targeted by both Democrats and supporters of Donald Trump. And we're only about a week away from the first day of school for many Wisconsin kids. That means you'll see tons more buses on the road. Melissa Kay has a refresher on some basic bus safety.
You can do your part to help keep our kids safe. When the yellow lights are flashing on a school bus, slow down and prepare to stop. When red lights are flashing, vehicles need to stop from both directions until students are out of the roadway and the lights go off.
For most public school districts across Wisconsin, the first day of class is after Labor Day. Many of them begin Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Rounds of showers and thunderstorms will continue to roll through the area today, with some of them potentially on the strong to severe side of things, bringing possible hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, we'll still see spots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You got to help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Colin Cuff, he need cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, I just want to mention I'm not at the fair today. I was there earlier and really walking around like a zombie. I don't think I'm up for this. And I have to really, really apologize to my Chujunk here, Haley, by calling her Harry yesterday a couple times because delirious in the million degree heat. So again, I apologize here live on Native Roots Radio.
Oh, well, thank you, Pina Gigi Dega. But I know you know my name is not Harry, despite that being delirious in the heat yesterday. Glad you're okay. And yeah, I know that the storm swept through the Twin Cities last evening, and they were just, you know, probably the worst storm that I've seen this summer.
Yeah, and it's so funny. 2 years ago when we were at the fair, we had a small little child's teepee, a 12-footer. You know, you could fit in there, you know, and get pictures taken, kind of get people to come to the booth. And a picture came up where there was a storm 2 years ago, and the teepee blew down. And it was like the exact same day 2 years later. What a trip.
Yeah,
and then, always. And then the storm last night, I don't know if you got it where you live, but I was at 4:30 in the morning. It was windy, raining, and lightning every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of got a double dose, one in the evening that came through really fast. It was a lot earlier, like an hour earlier than when they thought it was going to arrive here. But yeah, and then another part this morning that woke me up as well. I know a lot of people were out of power. I think over 88,000 customers of XL were out. My elder had to go over to Elder's Lodge and check on our elders out there. I know they were out of power. And that was restored this morning around 9. So definitely be looking out and taking care of all of our vulnerable community members, such as our elders. I was able to pick my Gaga up, which is your auntie, Robert. Mm-hmm. And she's been chilling in the AC, having pizza, living her best life, and watching smoke signals.
Hey, so that's who's watching smoke signals. Hey, I got to just say this. I go off script a second, Haley, but what's funny is there was a thing I posted earlier today, and it was somebody said spotted on a Tesla today, and there's a sticker on it that says, I bought this before we knew Elon was crazy. And I thought that was hilarious. But when on my way home from the fair, I saw a Tesla and with the exact same fonts, you know, the fonts on the back of the car that says Tesla. It now with the same font has these stickers on it. And it looks like it's done. If you look at my Facebook, it says Kamala on the back of the Tesla instead of Tesla. It's like right on.
I saw that. And at first I didn't know like what was different about the car. So I had to zoom in and of course it said Kamala instead of Tesla. That's pretty funny.
So we're fighting back. Like we fight back at the state fair for appropriation, one t-shirt at a time. And it looks like the Tesla car owners are fighting back one font or one sticker at a time. So that's really, really cool and fun to see. Hey, what's going on? There's a lot going on here on Sunday, September 1st. I know we're going to be doing a couple things, but tell our listening audience what's going on and also talk about where we're going to go on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know, Labor Day weekend is coming up this Sunday, September 1st. Tons of fun things are happening up north, northern of our Twin Cities here. Mille Lacs Indian Museum from 10 to 5 p.m. This is the Native American Music and Arts Festival. The music lineup includes Little Otter Singers, Day Days, Pretendians Band, and Keith Cicola. Lots of vendors and artists to see. Food vendors, which, you know, probably my favorite part, include our friends at Trickster Tacos with that Ho-Chunk flair. Wana Woda, which I had a really good taco from them one year. I think that was at the Owami Festival in Minneapolis. Mm. And also the Slush Lab. So if it's hot, you could cool down with the slushy.
Wow. Hey, and then talk about what we're going to be doing Sunday ourselves. Labor Day weekend is almost here, and we're going to be driving to Black River Falls. And we know we have a lot of listeners in Black River Falls, but of course, we're on the Civic Media, and we have a lot of listeners, period. So talk about that a little bit. I'm going to be wearing my other hat, and you and our friend Arvina is going to be covering this.
Yeah, I know. I get to finally meet our friend Arvina Martin, our Wednesday guest in person. But yeah, Ho-Chunk Nation is going to be having their Labor Day powwow weekend this coming weekend. Safe travels to all those going out of town or back home to the reservations for powwows. We'll be traveling to Black River Falls, Wisconsin, Labor Day morning. So that this will be Monday. For the Native Coalition event, Coffee and Democracy with special guest Congresswoman Charisse Davids, who is Ho-Chunk. And that is from 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday. Plenty of time to get out to the powwow after and make that first grand entry because it ends at 11 a.m. This will be a meet and greet and a conversation at Revolution Coffee Wine Eats in Black River Falls, Wisconsin. You can check out our Facebook page for that RSVP link.
I'm excited, and there'll be other people there, like the vice president of Ho-Chunk Nation, our friend Danielle DeLong, and there's going to be a representative from District 4 there named Robert Pilot, so come say hi, and come meet Charisse. She is an awesome person, and of course, Ho-Chunk. Hey, Haley, too, you got to bring a pair of swim shorts if it's really hot, because Vice President DeLong showed me, and her daughter showed me, a lake that is due north from the powwow grounds that is very swimmable. And if it's hot, like it always is when I see you at that powwow, I'm going there for a amount of time and coming back to the powwow.
Yeah, we'll have to go for a little sacred swim on our Ho-Chunk land out there.
Yeah,
that'll be nice. Yeah. But yeah, I think cooler weather definitely on Labor Day. Thankfully.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got a jam-packed show today too, and it's really great to talk to you. And I'm in air conditioning now, and I'm not delirious as I was yesterday and I think Friday, but really yesterday, because it got really warm. Today it's like a perfect day, a lot of people at the fair, a lot of people at our store, and we and Haley, I gotta say this too, I am so grateful, and I hope everyone that comes to the fair and has come out and reached out their hand to me and said that they listened to our show, I want to say a big peeny geegee. That means so much to you and I and Wendy and all our other people that are on this show.
Yeah, really. It means a lot. It's so fun to see people in person, and we're not just staring at a computer screen. Getting feedback from listeners. Shout out, I know we have a minute left here. Shout out where Native Roots Trading Post is at the Minnesota State Fair.
It's at the West End Market at the Minnesota State Fair. So it's all the way. If you keep going west, you'll run into it. It's the, you know, that sky thing is the end of it, you know, with the, and if you look for us directly and haven't been there on the West End, just look for the windmill, and we're kind of right by the windmill. I guess that's the best way I can put it. But yeah, you've put a great map out on Native Roots Radio where we are. And I've shared that as my own. So I appreciate that, Haley.
Of course. No, I would definitely need the map too. So you can head over to Native Roots Trading Post Instagram or Native Roots Radio for that Minnesota State Fair map, and that'll direct you.
Hey, we have our friend Ruth Buffalo on, and also State Representative Heather Keeler on later. So it's a jam-packed show. We'll be right back after the short message. This is Native Roots Radio.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl!
Discover the emotional depth and vivid storytelling of Jay White's Arikara proper at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. This solo exhibition celebrates Arikara culture through the lens of an urban Indian perspective. Experience themes of empowerment, depictions of Native women, stars, and star quilts within White's vibrant acrylic paintings. Arikara proper is showing now through October 5th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Get inspired by Jay White's powerful storytelling on canvas. Details at allmyrelationsarts.org.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com and give Chuck a call at 612-597-0421.
Give him a call. Hey, we have our friend Ruth Buffalo, president of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and our good friend here at Native Roots Radio. Welcome, Ruth. Good to see you. Good to see you here, and also great to see you always in the community. So fun to see you and your family at the State Fair this year.
Yes, Matsugita, it's good to see you both.
Yeah, so a lot going on. And one of the things I'd really want to talk about is Wednesday on the 28th from 9 to 4 p.m. There's some really cool things happening at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Yes, we have a free vision clinic that'll be in the community room. And so we're super excited that our staff have coordinated this event for the community. It's free and it's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. like you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just a sample of what great work that happens at the Minnesota Indian Winds Resource Center here in Minnesota, and that you are leading the way with all these great people that have been with the Women's Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and we're excited all the work that is happening out of there and coming up on 40 years.
Yes, September 16th, our 40th anniversary is just right around the corner, and we're super excited. Our staff have been diligently planning a community event, and so there will be lots happening on September 16th at MIWRC for 40th. It's our 40th anniversary for Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and that will be on September 16th of this year.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, I know you guys do a lot of work here. And yesterday was oppressive heat. And I hope you and your family are okay. But we also put some tobacco out for our homeless people that you guys help and serve.
Yes, for sure. There's definitely been, you know, serious concerns of how our unhoused relatives are faring. Even like from the extreme heat and then the thunderstorm, you know, just kind of one extreme to the next. And, you know, our boy twin mentioned that last night because we got caught in the rain on our way back from one of the lakes. And he had said, we need to pray for everybody, and especially the unhoused or unhoused relatives, you know. And so he's 10, you know, he's a fourth grader, but definitely always on. Top of mind is our unhoused relatives, especially in these extreme weather conditions, even in the urban areas.
Yeah. Well, really good point. And also I got to meet your twins there. That was exciting. And I know they weren't as excited as I was, but they were kind of excited. They've been hearing my voice over the years, interviewing and talking with you over the years.
Yes. Yep. They sure enjoyed themselves at the fair. I believe we went Saturday evening and then all day Sunday. And so definitely enjoyed the fair and everything. Sunday, we were able to take in the horse show, caught the parade, ran into all of you guys, saw the trading post stand, and yeah, it was a good eventful day.
Yeah, I heard you bought some earrings too. Oh,
I sure did. Those are my favorite now. The lightweight ones. These are kind of, you know, middleweight. I would say medium middleweight, but yeah, I definitely love the lightweight abalone shells for sure. Those are those should be definitely picking up some steam out there because it gives our earlobes a break.
That's so true.
Yeah, wow.
Well, Ruth, it's also your birthday today, so we got to shout you out on Native Roots Radio. Happy birthday, Hochene Hompke Beske, to you.
Oh, Manzikidads, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, definitely, and I appreciate you coming on during your birthday, too. It's very special, and wow. Yeah. Thank you, Haley, for bringing that out. And it's so funny over the years, I have had to wish you happy birthday in like four different Facebook. It popped up. It's like, oh, this is this one, that one. Oh, what the heck? That's do them all.
Yeah, no, I got locked out. I get locked out of them. I think I got locked out of them for sure. It was weird during the legislative sessions and able to get back in. But funny story too about my first Facebook page. I had deactivated when my baby sister passed away, and so it was just kind of like to help with the grieving process. But later I reactivated it and found that there were people back home messaging me, and they were like, hey, we have a check at our house. It came to our house, you know? And so then I was like, oh man, yeah, I better just keep all of these up because you never know. Just kidding.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they got a blanket for you, a nice sacred blanket you had to come and get.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Cool. I was going to say, it'd be cool if Facebook could just like combine all of them into one. Hey, Meta, if you're listening, I'm just kidding.
I hope they're listening and they let us boost the show. No, I'm just kidding too. It's funny. It's been a trip. You know, I've been able to keep track of a lot of students, and it's been fun to see the students at the fair come visit us at the trading post or run into them just in the state fair. And you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have met you for the first time at the state fair too.
Yeah, it was yep, for sure. It was kind of like a reunion. Even we were at Mall of America during Shakopee's powwow or their celebration, and running into people that you meet or are connected to through Facebook, and people introducing themselves and things. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I remember meeting you first in person too, and it's like, oh my gosh, my Facebook's come alive.
Yeah, one of the comments I think I get most from people, even at different gatherings, is like, oh, I didn't think you would be this tall. You know? Like, yeah.
She's like, yeah. It's like, what do you say to that?
Yeah. Hi. No.
Well, truth be told, I think I've said that a couple times too, but.
You play basketball, so it makes sense.
Yes. Yep. And yep, I'm Hidatsa and Mandan and Apache, but yeah. Yep.
Definitely. Well, what's going on with the birthday tonight? You guys celebrate, whole family celebrating?
Yeah. Yep. We are, you know, we had cake last night with the whole family. And so today, you know, if it was a little bit warmer, we'd maybe try to go swimming somewhere. But looks like we're maybe just going to go, not just, but yeah, we're going to probably go have a meal somewhere and just kind of spend some time together.
All right. One of our listeners on Facebook, who is one of our great listeners, Santina, wants to know how tall you are.
I guess 6 foot. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can touch the rim. Hey.
Used to. I mean, yeah, I'm getting older now. I mean, younger, so we'll see. But yeah, I used to love to jump for sure.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah. So birthday, geez, you've really done so much work, you know, in your short life, and your family, and it's fun to see your daughter. Your daughter's like picking up work with you in a sense of really doing good work for our community and her and your community. So it's just really great to see how you and your husband are really just great role models for your kids.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, my husband is, I think he deserves more credit. You know, he is kind of always behind the scenes, but he's such a huge supporter and just does so much for our community, I think, that not many people know about too. You know, mm-hmm. He's been a baseball, softball coach, and also has gotten into like screen printing. Like before the pandemic shutdown happened, he was taking embroidery classes and kind of went full steam ahead there. And so he's pretty busy. He's, you know, a barber. And he also does screen printing, like, or even the hot press, you know, for t-shirts, like direct garment things, mm-hmm. and embroidery, like star quilts, duffel bags, backpacks. He's a hat guy, you know, so he's got a collection of like embroidered hats, and yeah, so he's pretty talented, and I think he deserves a lot more credit than he gets, and he's definitely a huge, huge supporter and family man. So we're super thankful for him.
That's awesome. And I got to meet him.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show. CBS News Brief. High school athletes in Chicago are taking extra precautions to beat the heat as temps soar into triple digits. Doug Casas with the Corey Stringer Institute, named after the Minnesota Vikings offensive tackle who died from heat stroke in 2001.
It's one of the three leading causes of death in high school sport in America.
Special counsel Jack Smith revising his January 6th indictment against former President Trump to address the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. CBS's Robert Costa.
It removed all the allegations concerning Trump's attempts to pressure the Justice Department into supporting his false claims that the election was rigged. One of the unnamed co-conspirators, who CBS News identified as Jeffrey Clark, a Trump loyalist within the DOJ, has been taken out of the new indictment.
Qaid al-Qadi has been rescued in Gaza. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
Al-Qadi was among the 250 people abducted by Hamas on October 7th when he was working as a security guard at a kibbutz in southern Israel.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Could the state soon get its first national park? Representative Tom Tiffany wants to make that happen. He's proposed for the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore to become a national park. That designation would mean the area gets additional funding for conservation and projects. Wisconsin is one of 20 states without a national park. And all summer, you've had to check to make sure beaches are open because toxic algae blooms can cause them to close. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's happening more and more. John Rumpler of Environment America says big factory farms are one of the main contributors.
That volume of manure, whether it's spread on crops or otherwise managed, it just all too often winds its way from the croplands to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA is considering updating regulations on waste from slaughterhouses for the first time in 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rounds of showers and thunderstorms will continue to roll through the area today, with some of them potentially on the strong to severe side of things, bringing possible hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, we'll still see spots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. Thanks, Haley. Hey, we have our friend Bob Blake, a Solar Bear with the Solar News. We haven't talked to you in a while. And I just got back, Bob, from the DNC. Hoa, and we're hanging out there.
Wow, Robert, that is awesome. Yeah, that stuff looks pretty exciting, what's happening down there in Chicago. The Solar Bear will be on they'll have a segment of me on the DNC next hour. So they came up from they came up here, they filmed me today. We got the shot in. It was supposed to be live. It got changed at the last minute because they said that the whole thing isn't running right on time the way it's supposed to be. So they didn't want like us in these remote locations standing for hours trying to wait for our time to talk. So crazy. They filmed our part today, but they're going to say it's live, but everyone, yeah, I'm telling you, it ain't live.
So wait a minute now. I know like the DNC plays videos, and so you're going to be at the big screen during the convention.
Yeah. It's going to look like a conversation between me and Mayor Williamson, and what it is, it's a focus on three small businesses across the country that have benefited from policies that were implemented by the Biden-Harris administration.
Wow, very cool. They should have flew you down. Come on.
Well, you know, what was funny is when they first asked me, I told them, I said, okay, so I'm in a documentary. I got to be in this documentary that Patagonia is doing. And then I have to fly out to Seattle on Thursday, tomorrow morning. I have to fly to Seattle tomorrow morning. And then I have to go to the Black Heart here after we get done with this for the launch of the Future Fund, which is this is Bob Blake acting as just a regular citizen out here. But I am on the board of directors for the Future Fund, and we are a political action committee, supporting candidates that are running for office here in the state of Minnesota that are believers in renewable energy and climate change and, you know, those things that we believe that we want at that policy level. So that's exactly what the Future Fund is all about. And we are having the launch party tonight at the Black Heart on University Avenue.
Wow. Right on. Hey, and you know what else is happening this week? That's why I had to come back from Chicago is State Fair is happening the next week, and we'll have Native Roots Arts open and a lot of swag. So come on out there. And I'm working for my Weeha, my second daughter, because she can't work it this year. So I am working it, stepping in and working a few days. And then Haley and I are going to do the show live out there. And it's just going to be a beautiful thing at the State Fair. But Bob, hopefully you come back and check out the State Fair. Ooh.
Yeah. So Solar Bear and Native Son will be at the State Fair at the Care 11 Barn tomorrow during their community segment at noon. Wow. So if y'all want to stop on out and get some Native Son Solar Bear swag, we'll have that out there for folks that will be in the crowd. Nice. And then we'll be talking about electric vehicles, renewable energy, and how cool is this Inflation Reduction Act and all the cool stuff that's happening.
I'll send someone over there and get some swag, and then we'll put it in our store and sell it. Oh, wow.
But Robert, yeah, let's get to the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Right on. Do it.
Because there is a great article out today that talks about the Democratic platform, because this is what's happening right now. And it talks about how the Democratic platform emphasizes the economic case for climate action. And I think what's really kind of interesting about this, right, Robert, it was in the Hill today. It was in the Hill today. And it talks about, basically how, the Inflation Reduction Act has created hundreds of thousands of jobs already. But, you know, how the economic case for future generations, Robert, for future generations that, like, you know, I mean, you know, have to deal with climate change and, you know, and how, like, the Inflation Reduction Act is going to help propel these new jobs for, you know, the future workforce in the United States. And this is what the Democratic platform is, but this is what they're talking down there at the DNC. So I think this is really cool, Robert. And, you know, unfortunately, if the other folks get in power, you know, they have all but said that they are going to destroy everything that has been built up by this administration currently, and all the good work that they've done around climate change. So I think this is a really interesting article. I suggest everybody to check it out. It's in The Hill. It's today, and it just talks about it says the 2024 Democratic platform emphasizes the economic case for climate action. And it's such a great read, and it has so much good information in there. But I suggest everyone to check it out because it really does speak about the future.
Wow, that's crazy too. That we really have accumulated so many reasons to vote blue, and just destroying this momentum that we have had going, and you've been talking about for years here on Native Roots Radio.
How cool is it that Governor Waltz is going to be the next vice president? Okay, now we have not won. This has not won yet. Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, I mean, listen, everyone. Solar Bear knows too much about climate change, and he doesn't want to know everything that he knows. But I want to tell you all right now that Solar Bear actually has hope. Because if Harris and Waltz get in office, I mean, there's no stopping this now. We, I believe, have a chance. And Robert, just how, like, we reversed the ozone layer from depleting, we're going to stop climate change. And that's what's going to happen. And I am so dedicated to this work. And I always tell people, like, Solar Bear is going to be like putting up a solar panel, and that's probably how I'm going to die. because I'm just going to be doing what I love, right? But absolutely. Like, but honestly, Robert, like, this is what we need. This is the juice that we need, the shot in the arm. And so kudos to, like, President Biden. I mean, that man is incredible. He has done nothing but good things for the planet, for the country, for the world. And I'm just saying that we really need to get behind Biden, or behind Harrison Waltz this election, because, like I said in this article that The Hill put out today, it is so important to the future of this planet and to the country and to democracy, everyone, to democracy. Yeah.
We got to get our friends out to vote because we outnumber them, and we just got to remember that. And I'll probably be voting early so I can drive people to the poll in my car. And so, well, one of the things too, Bob, it's really exciting too, where things trickle down a governmental, we'll have a first Native American woman governor.
Are you kidding me, Robert? Are you kidding me? I am so proud of Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. This is going to be incredible. Like, this is just like icing on the cake, right? Like, not only are we going to get, like, you know, our first female president, right? I mean, we're also going to get the first Native American, I mean, governor, like, ever. And I mean, this could not be any better. So I'm super excited about this. We need to get out in the polls and vote. We can't take anything for granted. We gotta keep our foot on the pedal, and make sure that you speak to everyone that you can. 10 people, tell them to get out and vote. Support, you know, political action communities like the Future Fund, where we are targeting areas in which we feel as though that are going to be, you know, teetering, could go either way. And so we're going to be targeting those districts and those candidates. And so please support that. And like I said, just get out there and get everyone to vote. I've been donating like crazy. Yeah. Solar Bear money has been going out all over the place, Robert.
Yeah, definitely.
but I believe it's so important, and it's just really worth it.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the things that we can do also, because I've learned in my older age here is that I can't be a one-issue voter, is that we are more likely to move this next administration more to the progressive things. And that's what's really exciting for me, too, because there's no way we'd get anything done. You know, Trump's second day in office, he signed the bill for Dakota Access Pipeline to start up again. I mean, these are the things that we're dealing with. And at least with the Democrats, we can push them more to where we want to go, too.
And you know what, Robert? This is all about Harrison Waltz the next 8 years. And then after that, Governor Waltz as the president for those 8 years. And then it rolls right into AOC and Secretary Buttigieg, man. That's the future that I see. And that's the future that I want, because that's the future that's going to get things done for Americans and quite honestly for the world and for our democracy.
Well, yeah, we lead the world. You know, and again, I am not a one issue voter, and we need to support the juice and also help guide them in a good way with these energy policies.
Yeah, no, Robert, and that's what's really exciting is that the policies that are being put down that have been implemented by this administration will flow into the next. But people, it ain't going to happen if we don't get out and vote. We got to keep the pedal on, keep our foot on the pedal. And I'm just super excited. And that's the Solar News with the Solar Bear.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Blake, good to see you. All right. And we'll look for you tonight on the DNC live feed. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be back right after this short break. See ya.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Discover the emotional depth and vivid storytelling of Jay White's Arikara proper at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. This solo exhibition celebrates Arikara culture through the lens of an urban Indian perspective. Experience themes of empowerment, depictions of Native women, stars, and star quilts within White's vibrant acrylic paintings. Arikara proper is showing now through October 5th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Get inspired by Jay White's powerful storytelling on canvas. Details at allmyrelationsarts.org.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org, paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
The City of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Wow, that was a good howl.
It was.
Right on. Hey, so what do you got going on here? You're going on vacation soon, well-deserved, and then we got the fair, so that'll wear you out, broadcasting live out there. Really excited to come back from the DNC. You know, one of the things I really want to talk about a little bit is that we really need to, and we've talked about this, Haley, too, really educate our young ones about civics, you know, about about not being afraid of politicians and see them eye to eye as people. And then you'll feel more apt to vote and be in part of the process.
Yeah, it's really all about humanizing them. I remember being a kid and I only had like one civics class, and that was in high school, probably for half a year, not even the full year. But that was really the only class where we dug into, you know, what voting is and the different types of elections you can vote in. But yeah, it's, you know, as a kid, you're like, oh, those are politicians and they're like famous people and I'm never going to be able to talk to them. But the more that, you know, you develop relationships with people in these positions, the more that you humanize them and the more likely you are to be able to discuss topics, even if you don't agree. You know, it's easier to have those conversations and just humanize everything, focus on the needs of what both people are looking for. And yeah, civics just needs to be taught more in general.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like you said, these people put their pants on the same way as everybody else, and you can go talk to them up at the Capitol. You can talk about policy, and you know, I'm talking about local, and you can differ from them. I remember, you know, when Line 3 happened here up in Minnesota, and Peggy Flanagan wrote that rebuttal about walls. But again, I'm big picture. I'm not one issue voter, and
yeah,
it's important to remember that my vote has become more mature over the years, and we're looking at the big picture and how we can move our politicians to a good way.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember there was this something, I think it was a tribal chairman of Red Lake at the opening of the Red Lake College here in Minneapolis. And he said that, you know, our young students and the next generation coming up, yeah, we're still fighting the same battles, but this is a different, there's a different type of way that we have to fight these battles. It's not coming in guns a-blazing, focused on one, don't get me wrong, very important topic and issue, but also we have to come into these battles in a different way and in an intellectual way, in a smart way. It's not, you know, it may be one battle, but the war is long and there are many, many things, you know, to be working on.
I'm glad you brought that up. That hit me when he said that. That's a good young memory.
Thanks.
Because I do remember that once you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really was like, wow. Yeah. You know, can't, of course we need to be frontline and protesting these important issues, but also we need people who can run the long battle and, you know, be lawyers or be doctors, be these people in these spaces, be politicians, run for office.
Right.
And one thing that has always stuck with me that Representative Heather Keeler has said, and Senator Mary Kunish has been on the show every Friday, and they say, we have our doors open. We want to talk to people. We want to hear from, you know, the people that we represent. So, you know, don't be afraid to go to their office, call them, email them, and hold them accountable. That's what they're there for.
Well, and they like that, too. And not only our Native ones, but everyone welcomes to come in and have a civil conversation, and they can't know everything, and you know, and to be able to articulate your concerns in a good way, and then you knock the door down and protest if they don't listen.
Yeah, it's,
you
know,
that's the old AIM way too. You know, American Indian Movement. You tap on the door, and if they don't open the door, and you keep on tapping louder and louder, and then you knock the door down, and you know that's. That was then in the 60s and 70s, and now we're a lot smarter, and we're ingrained in government and in policy, and are with our own politicians too. So we're doing it a lot smarter. But you know, every once in a while, you got to pull out that protest sign and speak your mind and your truth, and they listen.
Yeah. Yep. And it's, you know, not, of course, boots on the ground work matters, you know, intensely. But you also have to remember some people may be working secretively or, you know, in a different way that you may not be able to notice that or,
You know, people just work in different ways.
Yeah, that is a really good point. And I know with every form of government, including government I work with, there is things that are talked about in a good way that can't get out right away. So there is that too. And you have to negotiate and do things behind closed doors in order to get some stuff going. So,
in this election too, when we have such contrasts like this between political parties, it's very clear to see who, you know, like Bob Blake was just saying in the last segment, who is more likely to be able to take these progressive policies and put them in place. I mean, you know, we look at the Republican Party right now, and absolutely not would Donald Trump do anything to, you know, stop pipelines or, you know, go into renewable energy. He's really, you know, there's a party that's for people and for positive change, and then there's the other one that's not.
Yeah, and still trying to figure out what they're for, because I know what they're against, and they show it with their disrespect to women, to people that aren't like them, to BIPOC people. And that was one of the things that at the DNC is that we had the whole rainbow coalition that we talked about in the 80s and 90s are really happening now. And it's really good to see. It's just going to get better and better as long as we show up and speak our truth.
Yep. Yep, you're exactly right. Well, hey, back to school is coming up, and there's a really cool thing going on at one of our favorite spots, Robert, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. You want to guess the place?
Maria's Cafe?
Close. It's close to it. Powwow Grounds Cafe. Come on. Iconic Powwow Grounds Cafe. There's going to be a music festival and backpack giveaway, back to school jams. Keith Cicola, good old Uncle Keith, will be there performing. Yes. This is this Saturday, August 24th at Powwow Grounds in Minneapolis, 1414 East Franklin Avenue. It is a free concert open to the public from 3 to 6 p.m. Keith Cicola will be there with Chaz Wagner. It's Lil Lee, Joe Big Bear, Mateus Big Bear, and Jada Brown, our friend.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to, you know, definitely get out there to Powwow Grounds. There's going to be music, food, school supplies, and more. You know, free school supplies makes all the difference to families in our community. We want our young ones to start out the school year just, you know, strong and confident and ready to learn. So this is this Saturday, August 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at Powwow Grounds in Minneapolis Music Festival with Keith Cicola.
Save me one of those indigenous backpacks. Oh,
oh yeah. Okay. I'm excited. It'll be fun. And then if you're going to be at the fair, make sure to come check out Native Roots Trading Post in the West End Market. And then this Sunday is Indigenous Peoples Day at the fair.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for mentioning that. We'll be out there. And on Sunday, I'll be walking around aimlessly, but I'll make it there. And that's when our kids, not you and my kids, our kids will be at the Native Roots Trading Post. And so stop by, get a t-shirt, say hello, and we'll be doing live broadcast from there. So that'll be fun. And
it's
always cool. It's always cool too. So it's great. Stop by and say hi, and we'll get you on the show, because I don't know if we have any guests lined up, but there's going to be a lot of people coming in and out, and stop in and get a t-shirt and be a guest.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you out there.
Right on. Good one there, Haley.
93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Esther Flonase is our guest, and also Dr. Laura Hanks with another edition of Public Service Announcement. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.